you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, November 17th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Los Angeles has a new mayor. Karen Bass will become the first woman and second Black person to lead the city. In a statement on her win, Bass pledged to solve homelessness and respond urgently to crime. KPCC's Josie Wong has more on this historic victory.
Bass, a community activist turned Congress member, defeated developer Rick Caruso in a race marked by his record spending. Bass's win comes after audio of council members making racist comments was leaked. Ange Marie Hancock is a political scientist at USC.
She is going to be coming in when everybody kind of wants to do a reboot, for lack of a better way of saying it, of city politics.
Bass got her start in public life as a community leader in South LA, building coalition between Black and Brown Angelenos. Professor and Black Lives Matter activist Melina Abdullah says that bodes well for the city, but she adds that she and others will call out Bass on issues like public safety spending.
We fully intend to push her on issues. We don't intend to just leave her there.
Bass has said LAPD should hire more staff. I'm Josie Huang.
Meantime, there are still more votes to be counted from people who mailed them in. Scrutiny of elections and vote counting is uber high this year because of past unfounded claims of fraud by former President Trump and some followers, and also because of the hotly contested national races on this year's ballot, including in Orange County. KPCC's OC reporter Jill Replogle has more.
At the Orange County Registrar of Voters, observers stare up at monitors trained on each election worker's hands as they open up envelopes and extract ballots. Other screens show workers checking voter signatures, and employees in yellow vests are on hand to answer questions from observers. All of this is new, says Registrar Bob Page.
It's incumbent upon us as election administrators now to understand that there's an interest and be prepared to get information out there ahead of time.
On this day, 65 election observers had come through, including Ed Lowe.
I'm just trying to educate myself because I know the next election, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Lowe is Republican, and he says he doesn't see big problems with the integrity of Orange County's election system, but he thinks we should go back to mostly voting in person. Covering Orange County, I'm Jill Replogle.
Nearly 4 years ago, Los Angeles County ordered an end to the use of pepper spray in juvenile detention facilities. But it is still being used, and a new report finds that it's been used more frequently in recent months. KPCC's Emily Elena Dugdale has more.
This summer, I reported that in the year between June 2021 and June 2022, on average, a youth in one of the county's two juvenile halls was pepper sprayed roughly every day. The Probation Department's Oversight Commission says in the 4 months from this June through September, staff sprayed youths on average at close to twice that rate. Senior probation official Karen Bletcher blamed the increase partly on a staffing shortage. That means youth don't necessarily see the same probation officers from one day to the next.
We will see, when we have that consistency, less reliance on OC spray.
The probation department says it's also having trouble hiring new staff for the juvenile facilities. Covering criminal justice, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
The life and tragic death of 1990s college activist Oscar Gomez is the subject of the LAist Studios podcast, Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary. Gomez died 28 years ago today near UC Santa Barbara. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports that the podcast that he hosted has inspired students there.
UC Santa Barbara students created a Day of the Dead altar for Oscar Gomez, filled with marigolds, paper skulls, and personal photos of Oscar in high school football gear and taking part in early 1990s protests. Lily Espinosa led the altar's creation with other Chicano activists on campus.
I brought it up at every meeting. I'm like, hey, guys, listen to this podcast. He was very important for our Congreso history. It's really important that we are keepers of memory.
El Congreso is UC Santa Barbara's nearly 50-year-old Chicano student group. Espinosa says the inspiration for these actions isn't just about the past. She and other students have sent demands to the university's administration to increase funding for counselors and basic needs. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Happening today, the University of California Board of Regents will discuss whether it will attempt to intervene to stop UCLA's planned shift from the Pac-12 conference to the Big Ten. The board has had several discussions since UCLA and USC announced over the summer their plans to shift athletic conferences in 2024. UCLA says that the financial boost from the Big Ten would allow it to maintain its athletic programs and allow student athletes to obtain more lucrative name, image, and likeness deals. The Lakers and the Rams have a few things in common these days. They've both won 3 games. They're having dismal seasons, and the future looks bleak with their lack of first-round draft picks. The Rams' star receiver Cooper Kupp is out for at least 4 weeks. Jordan Rodrigue writes for the Athletic Sports website and notes that is a big problem.
If you're bad on first or second down, third down's going to be extra hard, and that's kind of what the story of their season has been. Without Cooper Kupp, it's really hard to see them getting that positive momentum. He's been 35% of their scrimmage yard.
As for the Lakers, reporter Kyle Goon with the SoCal News Group says the team's $47 million contract with Russell Westbrook is an issue.
Now, it seems like to get a team to take him on and take on that massive contract, they're going to have to send draft picks out, and they don't have a lot to spend.
They already traded away 3 young players and their draft pick in 2021 in order to get Westbrook. On top of that, the team is still paying off the Anthony Davis trade and owe their 2023 first-round draft picks to the Pelicans. Right now, it looks like the Rams could recuperate faster than the Lakers. It'll be partly cloudy today and a touch warmer. Highs will be in the 70s most everywhere, and in the Antelope Valley, upper 50s to mid-60s. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.